Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
The company's making a big change this year by moving offices. It's exciting that the new space will be much bigger.
Yes. Do you know what the company's planning to do with our meeting tables and chairs?
Well, the new location already has furniture, so we don't need them.
Why don't we donate them? The Jebrin Foundation is a local organization that picks up old furniture for donation.
That's a good idea. Let's talk to our directors to see what they think.
Number 32. What change is a company making? Number 33. What suggestion does the woman make? Number 34. What will the speakers most likely do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Welcome. I'm excited to show you both around the Southeast Medical Trade Show.
Thanks for allowing us to cover the event for our newspaper. We really wanted to interview you as the organizer.
Yes. How many people are you expecting to attend this trade show?
I'm pleased to report that registration has increased this year. We have over 2,000 participants.
That's impressive.
It's our best turnout yet.
Actually, before we go into the main room, can we get a photo of you in front of the poster for the show? The one on that wall?
Certainly.
Number 35. Who most likely are the women? Number 36. What does the man say he is pleased about? Number 37. What will the women do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Murad, I need your help. Can you spare 30 minutes?
I have some time after lunch. How can I help?
As you know, I've been redesigning Ace Bancorp's website to add new online banking functions.
This is the client that wanted streamlined menus on their homepage too, right?
Yes. I wonder whether you could test out the redeveloped site for me.
I can do that. Why don't you send me a list of the specific updates you made? I'll make sure I check those.
Number 38. What most likely is the woman's job? Number 39. What will the man most likely do? Number 40. What will the woman most likely send to the man? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I'm trying to catch a train from this platform, but I've been waiting and no train has arrived.
Oh, yes. Unfortunately, some tracks are being repaired, so no trains are departing from this platform.
I see. I had no idea this was happening, and I'm upset that now I'm late for an appointment.
Well, they're providing free bus service to the next few stations. You can catch a shuttle bus from the south side of the station.
Number 41. Why is a train platform closed? Number 42.
What does the man say he is upset about?
Number 43. What will the man most likely do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for taking my call, Ms. Hazarika.
I understand from your email that you're looking for investors in your business.
Yes. Storing bikes in small apartments is tough. That's why I've developed this space-saving bicycle rack.
I've seen other indoor bike racks. What's unique about yours?
Most indoor racks are one size, but not all bikes are the same. My product can be adjusted to suit different types of bicycles.
That's interesting. Send me your business model. I need to determine if you have a reasonable plan for expanding production and increasing sales before I make any decisions.
Number 44.
Why does the man call the woman?
Number 45. According to the man, what is unique about a product? Number 46.
Why does the woman request some documents?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Alberto, it's time to leave the studio and head over to the central bank for our interview with the director.
Yes, I have all the cameras we'll need today.
Great, and make sure you have the special low-light lenses. I'm concerned about the poor lighting at the bank. It's pretty dark in there, and that can ruin our key interview shots.
Oh, yes, I have those. And by the way, our new intern, Marcel Lambert, is interested in joining us.
That's a good idea. It'll be a good experience for him.
Number 47. What are the speakers preparing for? Number 48. What is the woman concerned about? Number 49.
Who is Marcel Lambert?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Wasim, I know you've been very busy this morning, but did you have time to take care of the photocopies I asked for?
Oh, yes, those are all ready.
Excellent, thanks. By the way, how are the preparations coming along for Sabine Hoffman's retirement party?
Great. I've booked a room and invited everyone on our team to the event. I'll call the caterer next.
You know, I'm sure she would love to celebrate with her former colleagues from other teams as well, if it's not too much trouble to invite them.
Sure. I booked conference room B, but I'll go ahead and change that.
Number 50. What does the woman thank the man for? Number 51.
Why is a gathering being planned?
Number 52. What does the man imply when he says,
I booked conference room B?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, I'm Kota Ogawa from Langston Limited. I have an appointment with Ms. Ishikawa to view your hotel facilities for my company's upcoming retreat.
I know that she's been expecting you, and she just wrapped up an urgent phone call. She's on her way now.
Hi, you must be Mr. Ogawa. I'm Hikaru Ishikawa. Why don't we see our largest conference room first?
Great.
And I'd also like to look at the guest rooms. All the rooms have a high-speed internet connection, right?
Yes. And we have a fully equipped recreation area as well.
Number 53. What type of event is the man planning? Number 54. Why was Ms. Ishikawa delayed? Number 55. What does the man inquire about? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Look at these results. Sales of pineapples have gone up a lot this month at our store.
It must be the pineapple peeling machine we installed in the fruit aisle. Customers like watching it peel and slice their pineapple for them.
It is a unique experience. I think we should install one in our other two store branches.
I'm not sure about that. I think the novelty will wear off in a few weeks. Let's wait to see if sales numbers stay high before we invest in any more.
Number 56. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 57. What does the man say is popular? Number 58. What does the man suggest doing? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Ingrid, we've had 3 patients this week who had to cancel their dental appointments at the last minute.
Yes, that's a problem. Other patients might have taken those available appointments if we'd been able to contact them in time.
You know, I have an idea. I recently scheduled a doctor's visit online, and there was an option to receive a text message notification if an earlier slot became available. You just have to check a box. What do you think about something like that?
That would be helpful. I have some time this afternoon. I'll look into software packages that include that feature.
Number 59. What are the speakers discussing? Number 60. Why does the man say,
"You just have to check a box"?
Number 61. What does the woman offer to do this afternoon? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and product list.
Hi, Raquel. Have you had a chance to look for something I could buy the employees for the new year? I want to be sure I thank everyone for their hard work.
Well, a good quality travel mug would be appreciated.
Interesting. Which one would you recommend?
Take a look at this brochure. This company has a variety of designs, sea animals, sky scenes. I like the medium mug with the desert roaming design.
That is nice. I'll sign off on that order request once you fill out the paperwork.
Number 62. Who will the man give some gifts to? Number 63. Look at the graphic. How much is the mug that the woman likes? Number 64. What does the man say he will do? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
Here's the map that you requested for next week's shoot. For the driving scene?
Great. Let's see. The actors will be driving north on Maple Street.
Is something wrong?
We may need to alter the route so it'll be less difficult for our camera operators to follow the action.
Okay. What are you thinking?
Instead of turning left on Elm Lane, let's have them turn right and park in front of the hair salon.
Okay. I'll arrange for that road to be closed while we're working and alert the business owners.
Number 65. What industry do the speakers most likely work in? Number 66. Why does the woman want to make a change? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which road should be closed? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Hi, Pablo. I wanted to talk to you about the video game we designed, the one we're launching soon.
Sure. Did something come up?
Well, I think the jungle level looks great, but in the underwater level, there's a problem with the part where the characters discover the lost city in the ocean. As I was going over the layout, I found a glitch in the gameplay.
Oh, okay. We still have time to fix it.
Yes, but we should work on it as soon as possible. I could put some extra time in over the weekend. How about you?
Probably. Just let me check my calendar.
Number 68. What are the speakers preparing for? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which level is the woman concerned about? Number 70. What does the woman suggest doing?